Blog Talk Radio.
At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Oh,
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael. And I, again, want to welcome you to the program. If you're new to my program, thank you so much for listening. And just in case you don't know, when you do call into the program, you do have to push your one, and that way we know you want to speak to me, and then you get to speak to Rose today before you talk to me, and she'll get some information from you and then put you on the switchboard. There are a few people ahead of you already, and you could call in at 347-327-9316. Have you ever just getting ready to say something, and then you say it, and then you go, "What was that I just said?" So, you know, sometimes your tongues get tangled up and stuff like that, and I think that's what happened just a minute ago, but that's all right. We'll just keep on moving on. You know, I love that song that we opened up with, I Believe, and, you know, love keeps lifting us higher and higher and higher, and the one thing our planet needs more of is love, that's for certain. And so love keeps lifting us higher and higher. I pulled some cards for the show today, and we'll get to those right now. They're coming from my Gaia deck today. And the first card is the Gaia card. And at the bottom of the card, it says wisdom, knowledge, spiritual understanding. And I don't know about you, but that's what I need more and more every single day of my life is guidance from spirit, you know, that wisdom, that knowledge. And that spiritual understanding. Because just like you, sometimes I have those rough days that just go, whoa. You know, at the end of the day, I just go, wow, I got through that. But, you know, we all have those rough days. But, you know, we have to ask spirit to give us that wisdom and that knowledge and that spiritual understanding to face every situation, every circumstances that we face. Then the next card is the Eternal Dance card. On the bottom of the card, it has the words movement, will of life, path of least resistance. And that's where we are right now. We're in a cycle of movement. As we go into November here, I really feel like November is going to be that month where we let go of the past, where we focus on the present, and we move forward towards the future. And so that's what we need to do. And then as we do that, the Harmony card pops in here. And we had this card the other day for the show. And on the bottom of the card are the words power, self-confidence, and productivity. You know, a lot of times, you know, we don't think that we have any power. We don't have any control. But we have that in spirit. And so, you know, we step into spirit and we have that power and that self-confidence. A lot of us need more self-confidence, you know, saying, hey, you know, I know who I am and this is who I am and this is what I'm presenting to you. And that's what we need in our lives more and more every single day. And let's go ahead and open with prayer. And let's do that. And then we'll take some calls here. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother God, as we open this program, our focus is on you and moving into this now moment, into this present moment with you. Forgetting about the past, not worrying about the future, but coming into right now. For that's all we really have is this now moment with you, and we appreciate it so much. Father, Mother God, I ask that you would help me completely and absolutely move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And Father, Mother God, right now I turn my focus to the listeners of this program, those listening live or those listening archive, and I ask that you would meet their needs today, physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever they need. Father, Mother God, that you would meet that today. Father, Mother God, right now, surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen. We're going to take a short break. I've heard a noise that I need to go investigate, so we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just
That's what we need, healing waters. You know, we all have those things in our lives that we just need divine healing in. And I don't know about you, but it just feels like in October and September and October for me were very emotional months, very on edge months for me. And you know, I went to my, you know, to meditation and to prayer and said, you know, Spirit, hey, you got to help me through this. And, you know, it's those healing waters. Just, you know, there were those days when I just felt that falling upon me and washing away all that chaos and all that stuff that we get wrapped up in and a lot of times in our lives. And, you know, I'm so thankful for those healing waters that can make everything feel a whole lot better. You know, definitely feel that. So let's go ahead and talk to my first caller of the day, and it's 412. Can you say your name for me, please? Hi. Let's go to Woody. Hi, Woody.
How you doing?
I am doing good. How can I help you today?
I'm just wondering, let's get a general reading, I guess, what you see, or what's coming from me, I guess.
But... Okay, all right. I feel like November, really, Woody. I feel November here is are going to be a good month for you. I really feel like that things are going to start. You know, I feel like in the last month, in October, you really were on edge a little bit. Maybe, you know, things not maybe moving as fast as you think they should as far as work goes and as far as your romantic, you know, life goes as well. And I feel like that as you go into November here, as we step forward really into November, being this first full week in November, you know, I feel like that you're going to see a lot of movement in work and also in relationships as well. Let's go ahead and pull a card for you. And the card I pulled for you is, let's go down here. And, you know, Nightwind, on the bottom of the card, it talks about facing fear, subconscious release, and healing. And what I really feel like that I want to focus on here is subconscious release. I feel on a subconscious level, you're holding yourself back. And again, it's on a subconscious level, so you're not even aware of it. So what I would do, Woody, is ask your angels and your spirit guide to help heal that. and release that and let that go, and they can help you with that. And then as you do that, I definitely see as you go into, like I said, into November and December, I really feel like you're going to see a lot of movement. December looks really well for you as well. So hopefully that helps.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good day, Woody. All right. Bye-bye. And let's go ahead and talk to Margie. Hi, Margie.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Well, I've got a kind of couple questions.
Okay.
One first thing is, and I'm too emotionally tied to this, so I can't make a decision on my own, so I kind of need a little help.
Okay.
I'm kind of wanting to go visit my brother, and you know I've had surgery on both knees. So what my question is, if I take this trip, physically, will it make it harder on me? And then when I go back to work, it would make it harder physically to do my, you know, to go to work.
Okay. The answer to this is that, you know, I feel like that you need to use caution right now,
mm-hmm.
as far as your knees go. But also, they don't want you to go into a place of fear. There's a difference of being cautious and fearful. Okay. And so the only person that can really answer this question of where you're working from at the moment, or you're working from a place of caution, or if you're working from a place of fear, or is you. But I would proceed very cautiously here, because you don't want to put a strain on your knees unnecessarily, but you also don't want it holding you back from doing the things you want to do. So what I would say is the trip looks okay, but you really need to use caution. You know, don't overdo. You know, I feel like that the trip would be okay, but you don't want to overdo, you know.
Okay. So I understand.
I don't see any major problems coming up, but, you know, don't go jogging or, you know, doing anything.
Yeah, right.
Anything like that right now. But I definitely see the trip being okay. But again, you know, they're saying caution. Because when you were asking the question, I felt some fear popping in. And so,
yeah, this
whole
thing has been fear-based anyway. So.
This is a lot of fear sneaking in here. You're quite aware of it. So don't let that overwhelm you and dictate your future to you, okay?
Okay.
Do you have another question really quick?
Yes, quick. You know, I have gone to this Reiki healer for a while, and I haven't gone to her for a while. Do you feel that it might be okay now to go back to her?
Right, yes. Yeah, it would actually help. She can help with some energy healing and some stuff around your knees and have her focus in that area, because that's where the healing needs to take place right now. So, you definitely go back to her, yes.
Okay, all righty. Thank you very much.
No problem.
And I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate you calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go with 520. You're on air with me. Could you say your name for me, please? Whoop,
Christina.
Hold on. Oh, Christina. Okay, I still had somebody else open. Hi, how can I help you today?
Yes, I wanted to tell you, I had called you about a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months. And I wanted to tell you, prayer, I had called you in an emotional time. I was going through some difficult times with my son, and you were so helpful. I am so like, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm glad you're sharing all of this with everybody. And you really helped me a lot.
I just can't
thank you enough. You know, I'm just like, oh, my God, there he is. I'm going to call and say thank you. While I have you on the line.
Huh? Yeah. How's your son doing?
Today's 31 days clean.
Good. Awesome. So, that's great. Yeah. Congratulations to him. That's great. And, you know, I definitely keep seeing him recovering and getting better and better. So, you know, we'll continue to pray for him and continue to manifest. You know, what you need to do, manifest him clean, you know, manifest him whole. And he's got a bright future ahead of himself. So, you know, He's working on it. I've never really dealt with that problem, so you know, I don't know how that is to be, you know, in recovery in that sense. But you know, I know it's hard work sometimes, but he's doing the work, and that's all that matters right now. Do you have a question today? Or
I was wondering, do you see anything career-wise like coming my way, or what should I? Because I'm looking for work and I'm applying for jobs. So I usually apply for housekeeping or manager. So I was wondering, like, which way should I pull more, in housekeeping or management?
Okay. I feel like, you know, housekeeping is okay. I did that kind of work for a long time of my life, you know, janitorial work. That's awesome work. But I also feel like it's limiting you. I feel like that there is so much more potential inside of you, you know. We need housekeepers. We need those kind of people to clean up, and that's a great job. I love doing it myself, but I feel like for you, I would lean more towards the management positions. I feel like that would be something that Spirit really wants to pull into your life. And I definitely see something opening up. It looks like possibly at the end of December, early January. That timeline could move a whole lot quicker. I hope it does, but there's no time in Spirit, so timelines can be very tricky for readers. But I'm saying December or January where something is popping here.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay.
And I just want to thank you one more time. You know, God, I'm glad you're around. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, I'm glad you're around as well. So you have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're all here for a purpose. We're all here for a reason. You know, everybody has something they're supposed to be doing, and this is just what Spirit has called me to do, and I appreciate the kind words, and we'll be continually praying for you and your son as he recovers and as he battles the inner demons that sometimes we all battle and all talks to us at times. So, all right, let's go ahead and talk to 413. You're on air with me. We'll be. Hi.
Hi, I'm Alexandria.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I am calling because I'd like some advice or to see what you think. I'm a web designer. I've been doing this kind of work off and on my own as a freelancer since about 2008. I've done website designing since I was a kid, and I really want to make it full-time business. I've tried in the past, but other things have gotten in my way. And I'm trying to really focus in on doing web designing, and I have someone that I'm working with who also does computer repairs and whatnot, so we're trying to make a collaborative business. So I'd like to know, do you have any insight on this? I really want to be successful.
Okay. Well, to be successful, we have to get you past the fear thing. There's a little bit of fear there, which is understandable. And because, you know, you tried it before, it didn't work out. And so it wasn't the timing. The timing wasn't right in the past. And so, you know, it wasn't the time, so it didn't work out quite the way you wanted it to. The one that I would tell you, I definitely see it moving forward you know, being a profitable business for you. So I would say yes on this.
Now, is it a profitable business in a year or like, because I'm getting frustrated.
Right. Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. Totally understand. You know, it's like, okay, I want it right now. And hey, I've been there, you know, I've talked to Spirit and said, okay, I want right now. And sometimes it happens right now, and then sometimes Spirit says, wait. And I feel like December, you're going to see some movement on this, but I see it more profitable as you go into 2014. I really feel like 2014 for you and your business is going to be a really good year. It's going to start out slow. You know, January and February look a little sluggish, but you're going to have some business. But as you go into the spring of 2014, I see it really taking off. And then as you go into the spring and summer, winter months for a lot of businesses are very sluggish because you got Christmas, you know, stuff right then. And so for a lot of businesses, they're a little sluggish. But I wouldn't let my fear stop me from moving forward. And it feels like that you're going to have some financial help somehow with
really?
This business. But, yeah. Well, I would look at maybe. Yeah,
I already have financial help. I just can't access it.
Okay. I feel like you'll be able to access it later. But I definitely see that being a factor here. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's talk to Carol. Carol, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. For taking my call. Nice show. I'm just calling. My son may be getting a certain intern job this summer, and I'm wondering if it looks like he will.
The answer to that is definitely yes.
Yay. Okay, great.
Yeah. That didn't take very long. That was yes. As soon as you started asking the question, I felt yes. So.
Oh, good. And this will be a real positive thing for him and a step in the direction that he wants to go.
Yeah,
oh, that's great.
This is going to be like a rung on the ladder where he's stepping up a little higher.
Super.
I only see positive things for him. So. I don't see anything that's stepping into his path that would deter him or anything like that. So he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders, and
he really does. And I see a lot of intuition coming out, and
uh-huh.
I see, you know, a lot of spirituality in him starting to. I'm on a spiritual path, and you know, but
right.
You know how kids are. They're going, Mom.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, so thank you. That's wonderful.
Yeah, because everybody has to step on their spiritual path at the time that they step on there, you know. And,
that's right.
And, you know, because everybody has different times that they come awake. And
exactly.
Definitely see him awakening. You know, it's going to be a slow process for him. But you know, the one thing that he really watches is you. So, you know, he might not know that he's watching you, but he's really watching you, how you handle things, how you take care of yourself, things like that. So he's the kind of person that likes to watch other people and learn from them. So he is learning stuff from you. So continue on your path. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. And you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to take another short break here. I need to let my dog in, so we're going to put on this song. We won't be gone very long. We'll be right back. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Back. Let's go ahead and talk to Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, how are you, Michael?
I am good. How are you today?
I am doing good.
Good, good. How can I help you today?
I know. Well, I'm getting busier as far as my work goes.
Okay.
And that's a good thing. And I just wanted
yes.
to know how long before the money follows it.
Okay. So you're busy, but you're not getting the
I'm
money
getting
right
the recognition.
Now?
Right, I'm getting recognition. Recognition is good.
Recognition is awesome. Yeah, that's good. I see the money starting to follow this as you go into next year. I feel like this November and December are still going to be a little challenging, a lot of building phases right here as your business goes forward. But, you know, I would say as you go into next year you're going to see the money following the recognition here. So, all right.
Okay, like first half, latter half, or when does the flow start?
Yeah, it starts in about January. It looks like about mid-January things start opening up financially. And then more and more as you go into January, February, March, April, and May for your business look really good where the money would actually be flowing. You'll be busy and the money will be coming in. So that looks good. It doesn't mean that anything happens as you go into the summer. You know, nothing bad happens. It will still continue. 2014 looked like a really good year for you financially. So,
awesome. Good news.
I know.
Thank you. It is. Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hold on for just a second. We're going to go to silence for a minute while I get a toy from my dog. Hold on. Demanding little dog. So, Angel. She loves a toy called a laser light and when she was a puppy, I got it to keep her entertained. So now every time I'm on the phone, she thinks that she's supposed to have it. So, you know, dogs, they want attention too, just like us. Donna, hi, you're on air.
Hi, Michael, how are you?
I am good. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I have a question. I know I keep on asking about this, but I'm getting even more nervous because I had an interview yesterday, and it was the last thing that I had in the works, and again, I hit nothing. I mean, he has nothing for me, and I know you said you saw something before Thanksgiving, but I'm just checking in again because I'm super nervous about this now. There's nothing else going on.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like anything's happening, and you're coming down to the gun here, and I understand your. I appreciate you calling in because I was going to send you an email later on today. So I appreciate you calling in.
I mean, I've been sending these resumes to something called Staff Me Up, which is a website that has tons and tons of different kinds of jobs, but I have heard nothing. And I must be at like 100 different times that I've reached out, and I should say nothing. I heard twice that it was filled, and I've never hit nothing. So I'm like, what? I know you saw something coming, but how could it come if I haven't, where would it come from?
Right.
So I just wanted to check in again.
Okay, all right. The one thing, it's easy for me to tell you not to do this, but don't go to a place of fear here, okay?
I know. I've been trying so hard. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah,
because, you know, fear is sneaking in here, you know, and then there's this, and then what's also happening here is a lot of negative self-talk. You know, saying, you know, there has to be something wrong with me, you know, why are not, you know, things not opening up, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so watch that, okay? Because I feel like there's something out of these things will open up. You know, it's you know, I still feel, and I'm still going to stick with what I've told you, you know, I see something opening up before Thanksgiving. We still got some time. We got about 3 weeks before Thanksgiving here. Mm-hmm. And so all kinds of possibilities can open up. Just because they didn't have a position open then, that doesn't mean a position won't open now.
Will it be something that will be a substantial income? Not like a freelance piddly thing, because I can't live on that. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it will be something substantial. It will be something more long-term, something where you won't have the worry about, okay, this job ended, now what do I do? So because you've had those, and you want something more substantial, something that you can put roots down. And I feel like that something is opening up like that. And I keep saying before Thanksgiving. So to me, that hasn't changed.
Is it something that I've applied to already, or I mean, because I don't know what else to apply to.
I feel like it is something you've already applied for.
So it's already in the works type thing?
I feel like the spirit's working behind the scenes here for you. A lot of times we don't see the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
The spirit does. And so I still see that. But I understand, you know, you're coming down to a deadline, and you know, but the one thing I would tell you and reassure you, spirit is in control here, and spirit is working on your behalf. So just stay in a place of faith. Don't go into that fear factor, okay?
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm really working on.
Yeah.
Is there something
that
I can do that can release that, like some kind of, I don't know, process or something that I can chill out somehow?
Okay.
Not, you know.
Yeah, meditation would help you right now. You know, more, you know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes of you just sitting and being very quiet and asking Archangel Michael to help you with this process and not to go into a place of fear.
Okay.
Archangel Michael is a powerful angel, can work on your behalf. And then just talk to spirit. Spirit understands fear. Spirit understands our human stuff that made us this way. So
okay.
I would just talk to spirit and just say, hey, you know, I'm getting a little bit, you know, concerned here, you know, because things are not opening up. But, you know, and what I would do is start thanking spirit for the job, like you already have it. So,
that's a good idea.
Spirit just told me that, just said, hey, you know, start thanking me for the job that is coming, you know, because a lot of times we're always saying, this isn't going to happen, that's not going to happen. So see it happening and thank spirit for it already. Because I see it, and I'm still staying with before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, I'll do all that. Thank you so much for
that.
I can work on that. Yeah, thank you,
okay.
Michael. I appreciate you
being
there.
All right. No problem. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's talk to Anne Marie here. Anne Marie, you're on air with me.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'd like to say fantabulous, but I want to just let you know about Joseph. Remember when I talked to you about him on your show? It was on Wednesday. I forget what the date was. Normally I write that down. Wednesday, 10/20. That's Thursday. Wednesday, the 23rd.
Uh-huh.
That was your birthday. Anyway, Joseph is doing great. You said he's going to be a stronger Joseph. He's going to bounce back, that he reminds you of him, he needs to move on, his work's done, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Okay, so he emails me and says, cool, Mamu, yeah, it's all crystallizing now. I am indeed going to move back to the Sacred Valley with the people that helped him when you had Stephen Austin on.
Uh-huh, right.
You know, and they helped him out with the Lakota Sweat Lodge and all this blah, 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 blah. And he said, you said he's about him going higher, and I told him he was already pretty up there in elevation as far as, feet-wise. And he said, he's been getting super strong messages that things are far out of alignment, that they need to take down the lodge and move on. So he's going with those people, and he's going to rent a house somewhere between Pisac and Urubamba, which is in the Sacred Valley near Cusco. So he's going high spiritually.
Right.
And I just wanted to let you know that he's doing good. He said, I need to go and end with a positive note, and I wanted to give you confirmation.
Right.
I gave him your message. It's coming together perfectly now.
Right.
He's going to start talking about a community on the most important foundation of spirit, so all good in the hood. I feel quite relieved.
Right.
Mike the Psych is still the real deal.
Right.
And that's it. And I wanted to let you know about that. But I wanted to tell you that I'm feeling really down about my situation. And you know what? I know better.
Right.
I know how to get into that place. And you know when you're falsely accused of something, it hurts. But I know that if you know that you really were not at fault, we would say, hey, give me a lie detector test. Yeah, that's not always foolproof. But the point I'm trying to make is, I guess my parents always said, if you didn't do something, just always stand up for yourself. But it's not working in this case. And my landlord wants to move on, but this has become the excuse for it, which we knew all along, the issues. Mm-hmm. And now she wants to put the cats to sleep, and you know how I feel about animals like you.
Right.
Just out of convenience, and I don't think that's fair.
Right.
It's making me really sad, and so now I have a month to find a place. And, it takes no time for the universe spirit to manifest anything. Time
right.
is an illusion, but I'm really hurt because I've been giving my best, and like the four agreements, if you always do your best, you never have any regrets, and someday it can differ depending when you're not feeling well, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But I always give it my best, and when that's not good enough for somebody, it's a little tough pill to swallow on a daily basis.
Right.
And now this is being not used, but in addition to, why we got to go and, all this stuff. And I know that if you take something from somebody unto yourself, you're never going to have good luck. That's taking their energy onto you, and it's throwing
right.
another, And I'm not stupid. I can remember getting my diaper changed, although sometimes I suffer from short-term memory loss from fibromyalgia, but I know
right.
when someone tells me something, and I know I'm trying to locate that reading that you gave me on the 31st of August, and I can't find it on my
right.
landlord's tapes. And I actually taped the conversation with you the first time I talked to you, May of 2013. Now, that's marked on the cassette. I don't own a cassette tape recorder. So I was borrowing hers. There were two. One said, January, May 2013. I already know what that is. That's the first time I talked to you.
Right.
But the reading she got for me on the 31st is MIA. I can't find it. She let me tape over an old reading. I remember we both forgot it was for an hour, and you hung up, and then you called me back, and we're like,
right.
Was it for an hour? I'm like, what do you call me back for? So I taped
right.
the whole thing, and I don't even know if there's anywhere I could get a hold of it, but I did write some notes, but I forgot what planet you told me I was from. I guess what I'm trying to get is a really broken heart.
Right, yeah.
The cat, I'm a very sensitive person, and when I clean houses, okay, I used to clean houses for people that owned millions of dollars of homes, and of course, you won't smudge on the mirror,
right.
You can go to unemployed, but point I'm trying to make is I always do my best, and I try to use the least physically demanding, because I fibromyalgia, okay, and
right.
I labor to tear my arm, and scrubbing walls, the last house, they crammed on every wall and window, so I'm not using all these harsh chemicals and asphyxiating myself.
Right.
It's not good. It's toxic. So I want to
right.
use the cheapest, quickest way to do something.
Right.
It's too expensive to buy these Mr. Clean Magic Erasers. What, at $4, $7, that's too much money? And some Goo Gone, which isn't fume-free. And I got all the crayon off the paneling and windows. But it takes time. This lady was there for 5 years, and I guess I know if I just did a stick figure, I'd be hearing about it from my mom. This was
right.
from top ceiling to floor and windows. It looked like Mischief Night inside and paneling. Yes, and I had to and I figured out how to get it off that was least exhaustifying for both of my arms. And
right.
No. I got ridiculed for that. Plus, I cleaned the house we live in after two adults and two shedding animals that are very good animals. And now one has to die because someone's just too sensitive to... And it's such a good cat. It talked to me. It said, I love you.
Right.
I don't, you probably think I'm whacked, but my friend heard it too, and my son in Peru said his friend's cat said hello.
Yep. And, well, animals can talk. And I'm sorry, again, I'm sorry that you're going through this right now, and I'm sorry about the cat. And, you know, the one thing that I believe in is karma. I believe that what we put out, we get back, and you know, things like that. And, you know, I believe that, you know, spirit can intervene where we don't think that spirit can work, and at times, and you know, I really feel like the spirit will work in this. I feel like you guys will find a place in the deadline that you have. So, you know, I feel like that, you know, like I said the other day when you called in, you know, I said that, you know, right now you're upset, which is understandable. I don't know who wouldn't be underneath the circumstances. And so what I would tell you is, you know, in the long run, you're going to see a blessing in this. You don't see it right now, but, you know, there is going to be a blessing that comes out of this. Down the line here.
Can you guarantee it's a lottery ticket win for $1 million?
I can't guarantee that, because if I could guarantee that, I might guarantee that for myself. But, Spirit has a way of moving. Spirit has a way of providing for it. So,
I don't have to wait for the long run to see the blessing, because right now it feels like a kick in the gut and a kick in the teeth.
It does
cause a problem in my relationship, because now it's like I'm the reason that, you know, we're going to be homeless in the middle of winter.
Yeah. Well, you're not. First of all, you're not going to be homeless. I definitely see a place opening up for you. So, you know. So, you know, Spirit's going to provide for you. I definitely see that, okay?
What about a job for Bill?
I still see that. I think I mentioned that the last time I talked to you.
So I still see
that, yes.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah,
and
you know, I yeah, the one thing that... Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You're all right. You know, I'm just concerned about you, and I want to be sure you're okay, all right? You know, the one thing that I would tell you is just, you know, breathe through all of this stuff, you know, and just realize that sometimes people say things about us that are not true. And the one thing that I would tell you to do, and the one thing I would tell anybody to do in this case, is you know what's right and you know what's wrong. And if you're not in the wrong, then don't be dragged into that place, okay? Don't let somebody drag you into a place that you don't want to be. And so so it's real important,
it's
okay?
When you live with the individual and...
Right.
It's real tough because...
Right.
I thought I had permission to review these tapes to try to find my reading. I have no business listening to somebody else's, although I've been bored to tears for hours on end with some other psychic, not you, because you're the real deal.
Right.
You know, listening to, you know, her going back in time and how many lives and, okay, being the kind, consider, for hours. I'm talking, we're talking at least 24 hours straight over a period of time of tapes. And I have no business of listening to someone else's tapes. You know, I'm just trying to find my reading from you.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm going to have to move on, Emery, but I appreciate you calling in today, okay?
Can you just pray for me and...
Let's go ahead and do that right now. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for... We thank you for Anne-Marie, and right now she just needs some encouragement, and I just ask that you would just help her right now and that you would encourage her and let her know that you are working in her behalf, that you are working behind the scenes here. And Father, Mother, God, they need a place to live, and we don't understand situations like she's facing right now, and she's really hurt right now. And I also pray for this cat, that this cat you would intervene in this situation, and if this person doesn't want the cat, that maybe she would give it to somebody that would love it and take care of it. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for moving in Anne Marie's behalf, and we say namaste, and we say amen.
Namaste. Thank you, Michael. God bless you.
You're welcome. You too. All right. Thanks, hang in there. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, we all have situations in our lives that, you know, sometimes we just don't know the way out. You know, we don't know what's going to happen next. And Anne Marie is in a place right now where they're just not sure. Is spirit going to move? Is spirit going to do this? And, you know, I've been there myself, you know, in those situations of, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, there was a time in my life when I was living someplace and I had to move out and I didn't understand the situation. I thought everybody was up against me and stuff like that. We just have to just trust spirit. You know, a lot of times it's hard sometimes, you know, and this is where we have faith. You know, we believe, either we believe or we don't, you know, in these kind of situations. Do we believe spirit can move? And I believe that spirit can move in this situation with Anne Marie. And the one thing is, you know, not to blame people. You know, we don't, you know, understand situations. And, you know, I don't know the whole story. I don't know exactly everything that's going on in that case, but, you know, I know that spirit will move in Anne Marie's behalf. I know that without a doubt. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to 914. You're on air with me, and then we're going to talk about some things. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I am good. How can I help you today?
I'm pretty good. The last caller really got to me, so I'm definitely going to pray for her as well.
Right.
I've been having a little bit of uncertainties with my children's father as to, you know, if we should stay together or go separate ways.
Okay.
And normally, I don't usually get like this, and I know, you know, what I should do, and I am very confused.
Right.
And I'm not sure why, because, I mean, okay. I'm not really, you know, I really don't get conflicted. I usually know, if I like it or not, what is the best way to go, you know?
Right. Yeah. Now, how long have you guys been together?
It's been about probably 4 years, a little over 4 years.
And so your question is to spirit, should you stay or should you go?
Yeah, because it doesn't seem like it's really going very well for my first son from my first marriage.
Okay.
Been a lot of, you know, arguing with him, and that's kind of a no-go for me.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, that should be a no-go for anybody. There's no reason for that kind of behavior going on. I'm going to tell you that I don't see this relationship. I don't see it working out. I think you know that. I mean, I think that you're just wanting, you know, confirmation on that. So I would say no, and on this of you know, rekindling to something that it used to be. I just don't see that at this moment.
Okay, that's what I felt, and then it's almost like, you know, he just doesn't seem to leave in a way.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's just, you know, this is a phase, but my gut feeling is telling me that, you know, the way he's been with my 8-year-old is just not normal.
No, that's not normal, and an 8-year-old shouldn't have to go through that anyhow. You know, there's no reason for any kind of abuse, and you know, verbally or whatever other way. I would say that you're moving on. I would see this more making a decision more in the beginning of 2014, where you actually would possibly move away from the situation, and you know. And sometimes a split is what's necessary to get sometimes people to wake up and to see what they have before, you know, what I'm saying, before anything finalizes. So,
exactly.
But I'm seeing a separation.
Like, we own a home together, so that's why I've been kind of, you know, we've been stuck here, but I've been thinking about moving out and just letting, you know, waiting for the house to sell. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have
that
great
confirmation. You too.
All right. You have a great day.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to just stop for a second because I need to adjust here. Emotional calls can be very emotional at times, and I'm very sensitive, and so I'm going to readjust my energy here for just a second. So hopefully you guys had a great Veterans Day yesterday. I hope that you had a great day, you know, the one thing that we always have to remember is our veterans, those that have served our country or still serving our country, I'm glad that there's a day set aside that we can do that, but we should do that every single day of our lives, you know, be thankful for the freedoms that we have. You know that we live in an awesome country. You know, yeah, of course we have some problems here and there, and things are changing right now, and things are working out some of the kinks in our world, but, you know, there's a lot of countries that I wouldn't be able to do this program in. I'd be arrested and thrown in jail because of talking about spirituality and talking about bettering ourselves and things like that. So I'm glad that we live in a country where I have freedom of speech and produce a program like this. Let's go ahead and talk to 248. You're on air with me. Hi. Okay. I guess they were happy. But all right. Rose, can you check that call for me, please? The one thing I want to talk about is Stephen, my spirit guide. He's going to start being more of a part of the program. He is going to start channeling more. I am a full body channel for him. What that means is that he has use of my voice and of every part of me. There was a time I was at a live event one time, and, Stephen was going to channel there, and I was sort of in the way, which happens a lot of the time with Stephen and my relationship. I guess you would call me like a reluctant channel at times. You know, I just... And you're asking, well, why would you be reluctant? What are you afraid of? And that's a good question. That's a very good question. And I ask myself that. And, you know, there's no reason to be afraid. But, you know, it took a while for me to build a relationship with Stephen. And that's what you have to do with your spirit guide, is build that relationship. You know, I didn't start channeling Stephen, like, right away. And, you know, there was a time when I would say, well, Stephen says this, Stephen said that, and Stephen always wanted to use my voice. He has a different voice than me, and a lot of you have heard Stephen right here on Spiritual Talk Radio, and we have a friendship. He's my best buddy. I can't think of anybody else that is a better buddy than him to me. And, you know, do I always listen to him? Not always. I try, just like you try to listen to your spirit guide. But we don't always get it right every single day of our lives. We don't do that. But we try. And when we fall down, what do? We get back up. Stephen is definitely very important to me. And, you know, I remember when I was very young, I met Stephen. I didn't know who he was back then. But I did learn that later on as I started reopening to him and stuff like that. But I remember when I was about 7 years old, and some of you have heard of the story, not very far from where I live right now, used to live in a different house. And from where I live now, it's a block and a half to where this happened. And was in the backyard with my brother and sister once and one day, and we were playing, and I got tired, and I went and sat down by a tree. And as I was sitting there, I happened to feel somebody sitting on the left side of me. And I didn't hear anybody walk up. I didn't hear any of that noise. And was I startled? Maybe a little bit. Was I fearful? No. It was like an older gentleman sitting there, and he was like in coveralls and had like a little plaid shirt on, and I think he had a hat on. I remember his face. He had this twinkle in his eyes, and he had like a white beard, and he was talking to me, but I didn't really understand anything he was saying. Was it a different language? I don't think so. But, you know, it just was, I just didn't have the understanding. I didn't have the spiritual understanding back then that I do now. But I do remember him talking to me, and I remember my brother hollering at me, and so I looked over towards my brother, and then I turned back to where this older gentleman was sitting, and he was gone in an instant. And, again, there was no footsteps. And I asked my brother and my sister if they had seen the man that was talking to me, and they looked at me like, yeah, like, okay. And, but, you know, because they didn't see a man. They didn't see anybody with me, and you know, they thought I was making up stuff. And it was like later on in my journey, I would say to 2000, you know, I really started opening up to spirit guides again, and I had a friend, a mentor, actually in some sort, talking to me, and you know, I told him a story, and he said, that was your spirit guide, and, you know, and then I began to open up more and more to Stephen, and you know, for the last year and stuff, he's been really wanting to channel more. And we're going to allow him to do that more here on the program. So he will be doing that sometime in the future. Also, what's really cool is he will be taking your calls, and you'll be able to talk to him as well. So, all right. So let's go ahead and talk about taking calls. Let's go ahead and take some calls here. And how about we talk to Denise? Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
I'm doing just great. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Getting a little tired, but doing okay.
Great, great. My question was, I'm waiting for some money. Do you see me getting this money anytime soon?
They're saying 2 weeks. Spirit's
two
saying
weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks.
I'm getting 2 weeks.
Excuse
two
me?
Weeks. You said
yeah,
in 2 weeks?
I say 2 weeks, yes.
Great.
That could be sooner. I'm hoping sooner, but
yeah.
I'm going with 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I'll
okay.
accept that. Yes,
all right.
You so
yeah,
you're thank
welcome.
You so much.
You're mm-hmm. welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I see about 2 weeks here. And let's go ahead and talk to Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you today?
I am good. How can I help you?
Basically, I have a weird relationship going on right now, and I was wondering, is it going to turn out the way I want it to, or how is this going to turn out?
Okay. They're telling me that you need patience right now. But I do feel like it will work out the way that you want it to work out. They're saying yes on that. So it's gonna take some time for it to work out the way you want it to work out. So that's where the patience comes into play. But I'm gonna say that it will work out.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. All right. Bye bye. Yeah, and so that's always a good thing. You know, a lot of times relationships of any sort take time and stuff like that. I feel like that we're going to get ready to wrap up for the day, because I'm getting a little tired and I got a couple of readings that I have to do here right after the program. So we're going to do that. Hold on for just a second because I just got tugged that maybe Stephen will be channeling here. So let's go ahead and talk to Susie really quick here and see how we can help her. And Rose, Susie is going to be my last call of the day. Hi, Susie.
Yes, dear. How you doing?
I'm good. How can I help?
I just called in to say hello, and I wanted to see how you were.
I'm doing good. You sound like you got a cold or something. You got a cold?
Yeah, I've been sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Your voice sounds like So hey, I'm sorry you're not feeling good. That's not good. I feel like that by the weekend, Susie. You feel like you're by the weekend. You'll be feeling better here. So this should be breaking out of you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lack of not being able to really rest it out because I'm doing stuff and I don't need to be doing.
I know you got to take care of yourself, though. You know that's one thing the Spirit wants you to do, and all of us really. Spirit wants us to take care of ourselves. And so remember that, okay?
Michael, believe it or not, I was to the doctor on Friday.
Right.
And they offered me the flu shot and a tetanus shot for free. So I'm like, well, I'm here. It's free. I might as well.
You might as well, yeah.
So,
If it's not costing me anything, I might as well get it done. So that's a good thing.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. And I just feel like that this is a cold right now. I don't feel like it's anything really serious. And so, but I do feel like it breaking up by the weekend. So, okay?
Yeah, hey, Michael, I got another little step up with working with the band. I don't know if I told you I was working with the band, doing their Facebook page. And now I could be going to corporate events with them or weddings and stuff now.
Well, that's awesome. That'd be good. So, yeah, that's always a plus.
It always is.
All right.
Yes, I just wanted to check on you and see how you are, Michael. I haven't spoken to you in a little while.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. So.
Okay, good.
All right.
Keep doing okay and get better.
All right. Thank you, Susie. I love you.
Okay, love you, Michael. Bye-bye.
All right. Yep. So, all right. You know, we need to use that word more in our lives, you know, that I love you word. You know, it's okay to say that you love somebody and that, you know, and our world needs more and more love and stuff like that. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I check to see if Stephen would like to channel. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second while I see if he's going to speak here today. So. I don't feel him pushing through today. I feel like he'll be channeling to tomorrow. We all have the ability to channel. We all have that, and we channel in different ways. There are so many different ways of channeling. You know, there's automatic writing. You know, there's mediumship. That's channeling. Most of it's programs channeled. The one thing I love about Stephen is he's not really pushy. You know, a lot of times, you know, when I'm a little reluctant of channeling him. He doesn't push. That's one thing I love about Spirit. Spirit will never force us to do anything. They're always prodding us, always asking us, but we always have that free will. We always have that choice, that decision to make. And the one thing I love about Stephen is he is so kind, and he's funny. If you guys have been listening to the show any length of time, sometimes the things that he shows me and the things that he does just are so funny and off the wall. And you know, he's just a part of me, and I don't know what I'd do without him. Actually, he's just an amazing spirit. And do you know your spirit guide? It's a question I want to ask you. Do you know your spirit guide? I remember one time I was just learning about spirit guides again through the person that was mentoring me at the time, and you know, one day we were talking. He was in Ohio and I was here in Kansas, and we were talking on the phone, and he was talking about spirit guides, and he said, "Do you know what a spirit guide is?" And I was like, "No, not really. I never heard of spirit guides." And so I was sharing the story about the guy, you know, and he goes, "I think that was your spirit guide." And, you know, he told me, he goes, "Well, if you want to see your spirit guide, you just ask." Well, this is actually a funny thing. After I got off the phone with my friend, and I thought, you know, I'm going to try it. I'm going to see what happens. And so I said, "Okay, if you are here and you are my spirit guide, show yourself." I wouldn't suggest that, really, but because I was sitting on my couch and looking towards my kitchen, and all of a sudden, in the middle of my living room, there was this blue, glimmery thing in the middle of my living room. It scared, I'm not going to be afraid to admit this, it scared the daylights out of me, actually. I was like, "Whoa, go away." Because I was like, I don't know what that was. And so after that, I learned that, you know, then I told my spirit guide, I said, "Okay, I think that was you, but I wasn't quite ready for you yet. And so could you come to me in my dreams and be a safer place?" And so that's what I would suggest to you is, you know, talking to your spirit guide in your dreams. It's a lot safer, and, you know, but don't ask if you don't want. You know, that's the old saying. And so it was sort of funny. And that's how Stephen presents himself to me a lot of the times, as a glimmering spirit a lot of times. He does have a face. I have seen his face a couple of times. But, you know, when I channel him live in front of other people, they say that they always see a change. There is a difference that happens. And so that's a cool thing, I guess. So, all right. Well, I'm going to get off of here and take some time before my readings. But I do appreciate you listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. If you would like to set up full readings with me, you can do that by going to www.insightswithmichael.com. It's www.insightswithmichael.com, and where you can set up full readings with me. And right now that site is being redesigned, but you can click the link right there and go to our scheduling page. You still can schedule readings there at www.insightswithmichael.com. To learn more about this program, you can go to our official website, which is www.spiritualtalkradio.net, www.spiritualtalkradio.net. I'm trying to say www. It's fast. And, sometimes I always think I get another W in there or something. All right. Thank you so much for being a part of Spiritual Talk Radio today. And we will be back on air. As far as I know, at 11 a.m. Tomorrow, Stephen will be channeling tomorrow. I'm going to announce that right now. Stephen will be channeling. He'll have most of the show tomorrow. And so he will be channeling tomorrow. So you don't want to miss that. Okay. And he will be taking your calls. The one thing I will tell you in advance, Stephen, when Stephen is taking calls, he doesn't do like psychic readings like I do. He's more focused on your spirituality, more focused on that. So, you know, the questions could be things like, okay, what can I do to advance spiritually? You know, what blocks are in my way right now? You know, kind of those kind of questions are questions that you would ask Stephen tomorrow. Okay? But he will be talking tomorrow, and we'll be taking your calls tomorrow as well. So, all right? So have a great day. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Continue to pray for Anne-Marie and her situation. I would appreciate it, and I'm sure she would as well. All right, have a great day, and we'll talk to you later. And we're going to go ahead and close out with a song. And as soon as I find it, peace be with you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow. I hope that you're